It's easy to find out how much money opponents of the gay marriage ban are spending to influence voters. The group Fair Wisconsin has made regular reports to the state elections board and freely admits it's raised more than $1 million and spent more than $200,000 between March and June of this year. That includes buying 6 television ads. Fair spokesman Mike Tate says supporters of the amendment, such as the Family Research Institute, haven't been as forthcoming about how much money they've raised or how they're spending it.
And they claim that they aren't telling anybody how to vote, which is why they feel like they're exempt from having to file their spending reports with the state elections board. But I think anybody who reads a newspaper sees that everywhere they go, they're telling people how to vote. So it definitely is troublesome.
But not troublesome enough, says Tate, to file a complaint with the state elections board. He says his group wants to focus its energy on getting out the vote to defeat the amendment. But he says he'd welcome a citizen initiative to file a complaint about campaign finance violations by amendment supporters. So far, pro-amendment groups have only reported raising $2,500 and spending less than $1,000. That's despite the fact that the Family Research Institute has produced and distributed 4,000 copies of a DVD that paints the amendment in a positive light. And its director, Julaine Appling, has held dozens of meetings with church groups around the state. Appling says her group isn't breaking any election rules.
I can talk about why this amendment is necessary. I never have to tell someone to vote yes for marriage, and I don't, through the Family Research Institute of Wisconsin. I educate them on the issue, and the law does allow for that, and it also allows for donations to come into this organization to fund our education efforts.
But where does education end and advocacy begin? Money spent on advocacy has to be reported. Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says several groups in the marriage amendment campaign that aren't disclosing their spending are crossing that line.
Coming right out and telling people how they should vote, it's overt electioneering. I think that these groups are not only pushing the envelope, but they may very well be violating the law.
The national group Focus on the Family, that has spent thousands of dollars in other states to pass marriage amendments, is also registered with the state elections board in Wisconsin, but a spokesman for the group refused to talk about how much money it plans to spend before November 7th. The next campaign finance report is due out October 31st. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.